At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My favorite cleats that I'm going to wear are later this year. It's actually the rivalry pack.
Oh.
And so with certain teams, I'm going to wear their colors against them. Yeah. So like when we go into a certain stadium, I'll have their team's colors as my cleats and my batting gloves. So it'll be, like I said, like a rivalry pack. I thought that was like just a cool thing that I could do.
It was not.
And so that'll be some of my favorite for this year.
I mean, come on.
What is wrong
crazy.
With him?
That was crazy.
You know, I actually would respect the Dombrowski thing more if he just came out yesterday. He's like, listen, Bryce didn't have his best year, but that rivalry pack thing was BS.
The rivalry pack was trash. Chump stuff.
That would have been.
No, you should have said trash.
Yeah, him and I sat down and we talked, and that rivalry pack thing was crap. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, 215-592-9494. A lot to react to here on the Eagles. Hugh Douglas, 2 hours in, you still confident as you were at 10 o'clock?
Yes, I am.
You sound more confident now.
I believe my bird.
There we go. Now, why didn't you say this at 10?
No, because.
At 10, you're like, yeah, I guess. I got no choice. I got to win.
The reality of it is, I know what people saw last night, and people aren't going to understand it. But I believe in these birds, man. I believe they're going to get it right. We've seen worse. Who thought that?
Not much worse.
Who thought the Kansas City Chiefs were going to go in and beat Detroit?
It was going so well.
Who thought that? Who thought they were going to do that?
I kind of thought they'd win last week.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah,
I did.
I also took the Chiefs.
Who thought that was going to happen? Actually, all three of us.
I kind of thought that was going to happen too. But still, point remains. We are a good darn football team, man, and we need to start acting like it. So get your heads out of your butts.
You talking to us or the team?
The team.
Okay, yeah, it's not us.
Now let's get ready to go.
Yeah. You made me feel a little bit better there that you're confident about it. Look, do I think they can win this game Sunday? Yes. It feels like a 23-20, 2017, but I don't have confidence. Like, you know, I'm not speaking to the point where I like, oh, they're going to go win this game by double digits. They're way better than Minnesota. They should be. Carson Wentz is the quarterback.
Last week was eye-opening
for
everybody.
Yes.
But that happens in the NFL at times. Yeah, it does. Like, sometimes people are like, hey, man,
that
ain't the record.
When was the last time the Giants beat anyone by 17? I'm not sure how often this happens.
Maybe us in 2023?
Maybe. The fact that Scatterbolt, like, he punked the defense.
Here goes Hugh Scatterbolt again.
I'm just saying, dog, he did. Am I lying? I mean, I got to keep it a beam.
Unfortunately not.
he punked the defense. That I remember being in games like that where you get embarrassed like that. You can't wait to whoop the next man's ass. And that's what it feels like for this one. You know, you got embarrassed, so now you got to go out and you got to get some get back.
Unless you're the 1-15 Jets.
And then you come back. See that? Why you got to bring up the pass? And then you come back and you get your get back against the Giants when they come here.
Well, that will probably happen. Yeah, that's. But we got a game in between. We got to get this one first.
Yeah, we got to get this one. Yeah.
I mean, look, baby steps here.
Baby steps.
I'll just take the win this time.
Take the dub.
Zero confidence that we're going to feel good after the game.
All right, here's the question. Are we getting to 20 points scored on offense on Sunday? 20 offensive points. We haven't gotten there in 2 weeks.
I'm 20.
I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say Jalen hits him for 30. 30 points.
Why do you do this?
What you mean?
I asked you one thing, and you take it to another level.
Because
where are you getting 30 points against Brian Flores' defense?
Here's the reality, Joe. because I can. The unfortunate thing about this is the way we got our ass kicked last week. Mm-hmm. A 21-17 game is not going to make anybody feel good, especially when you got the Giants coming to town and they just ran roughshod all over us, yeah. Right? So you have to go out. This is almost like a statement game. Because there's a lot of questions. Like, those questions are bubbling now. Mm. They're bubbling. And the consensus is this. The more Jalen throws the ball, this is not what I believe, because I think, you know, to throw the ball, you just need to put it all together. But in the last two games that we've lost, Jalen's thrown for over 200 yards, right? And the storyline now is the more Jalen throws, the worse this team is.
Well, we're not scoring points.
Yes, yes. So we need to, whether it's Jalen or the defensive coordinator, we need to get this together. And it starts this week against a really tough opponent. A really, really tough opponent. So it has to be something where you can't leave any doubt that, you know, you dominated the Minnesota Vikings in their place.
Yeah, in some ways, this should be the get-right game. It's Carson Wentz, extra time for the Eagles to prepare, the little mini-bye. But doesn't feel like we're ready for the get-right, right? Like
it doesn't, but that's because we don't have all the information. And, we got the boots on the ground guys and ESP and all the other reporters that we have down there. But the Eagles aren't going to show their hand. The fact that and this is how my mind works, people.
Be careful here.
That whole there's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home being played at practice.
There's no easy way out.
That's a metaphor.
There's no shortcut.
That's a metaphor for what's happening right now. It takes hard work to get back on track. And you have to put in those extra times to get yourself right, because this ain't for the meek. This ain't for the weak-minded. Football is hard. But you know what is? You know what's harder? Life. Living life. But right now we have an opportunity to go out there and right this wrong that was done to us by the New York Giants. And it starts one play at a time, man. One play at a time. One foot ahead of the other.
Brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
That's the Flyers.
And every other metaphor that fits this narrative at this time of day.
All right. Look, I'll leave my word. I had you doing a 180 by the end of the show.
Now you double down.
You lean further in.
I got you bobbing his head. He's like, yeah.
The question is, like, when you think back to Rocky IV when he's driving and he's just a slip, like, is that Jalen in the car? Is Jalen? Yes. Is Jalen's Rocky?
Yes.
And he's picturing Drago though. Who's Drago? Is it Wentz?
Oh, it can't be Wentz. It's got to be
Flores.
Brian Flores. Yeah, Flores is pretty tough.
He's been somewhat of a bad guy the last couple, you know.
Brian Flores?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been.
Well, you know, Wentz is like Spider Week.
He told on.
He's going to work at his restaurant by the end?
He told on the league a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He tried to get throw two under the bus. And then, lo and behold, Tua threw his team under the bus. And then walked it back. Listen, let me say this, man.
Brian Flores, this Tua thing might be a win for
Brian
Flores.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, let me tell you. If you throw your teammates under the bus, you can't walk that back.
No. He blamed the media. It's like how we interpret it. You said everyone's late to the
that
meeting.
That was straight out of the Hugh Douglas playbook.
It totally was.
Listen, if you throw somebody under the bus, dog, you got to be 10 toes down. You got to be willing to back that.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like if you're talking trash to somebody. You got to be willing to back that when they talking about swinging on you.
And they throw
you
hands?
You got to be ready to throw hands, man. You talking trash about somebody. You best be prepared to throw hands.
That team's a mess. Their coach is wearing capris on the sideline. That team, they're a mess.
They gotta get two away from them.
I've never been a fan of capris.
Well, you're a grown man.
I'm a grown-ass man. I'm wearing capris.
You can't go to the podium with a 1-4 record and wearing capris. I mean, could you imagine if the coach of the Eagles wore capris to the podium after a loss? This town would lose itself.
Not in this city.
Not in this town. No way.
You'd be like, what the hell you got on? What you doing?
Like, this is the head coach of the football team.
Asked the question at the press conference. Coach, what the hell are you wearing?
What you got on capri pants for?
Where are the rest of your pants, coach? So what the hell is going on? All right, let's go back to the phones here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ron and Mako. What's up, Ron?
Hugh.
What's up, man?
Ron.
Hugh, that was a hell of a pep talk, dude. I mean, I am fired up.
Ron, I am fired up. You know what, Ron? I don't believe you.
The sarcasm is coming through the TV.
As soon as I get done taking this nap, I'm going to run through a building, okay?
Thanks a lot, Ron. I appreciate you.
That's all right. Hey, just listen. Joe's having another meltdown panic attack. He does about six of them a year just on the air. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what he's like at home?
Is that right? Joe, you have panic attacks?
I'm actually very calm. It's actually your fault. It's you people. You got me all fired up. I don't have these at home. I saved them all for you, Ron.
That's actually valid. As somebody who picks up the phone calls first.
Yeah.
Well, listen, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. You just won a Super Bowl last year.
Just one. Here we go.
Well, we took the pledge. Yeah, this is a new season.
I know it's a new season, but, get with reality, okay? how long you been doing what you're doing, Joe?
Wow.
I mean, you're half my age, but you've been doing this a long time.
Do I take the football season off and say we'll get him next year?
Why not? The Phillies have done it 4 years in a row.
Sorry, what do you got in the
I
Phillies?
Like how he worked the Phillies.
I know he's got a lot in the Phillies. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. I mean, Joe, we go way back with this subject, and you know it. Back when you were in the nighttime, when all 12 of us would call in.
Great memories.
Yeah, it was
taking shots.
Yeah. And I told you, I told you this was the wrong.
Did he?
I think his phone hung up.
Ron,
I didn't do that. I didn't touch
it
nothing.
Still says he's there.
I didn't.
Oh
do
no!
It.
Hold on, that was on another caller.
Okay, Ron, call back. We'll get you back up.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, I think that might have been on Douglas as well. I'm just saying.
Do I have this button?
Well, so I think you were clicking around and you accidentally clicked him off the air.
I can click him off there with this.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
No, you just verbally hung up on somebody
Are
the
you
other
serious?
Week.
Oh yeah, you could. You should watch. I'm going to teach you. Ready?
Oh, I can push the X.
Here's what I'm going to do.
No,
ready?
Let's not just start pushing buttons that we like.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, I didn't know I could hang up on people.
I'll walk you through it. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
So put your cursor on Derek, click it, and then say, hi, Derek.
Wait a minute, click Derek?
Click Derek, and say, what's up, Derek?
What's up, Derek?
You got to click it.
Click it right there?
Yeah, click it.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
I don't think, I ain't got the,
You got it!
I get it!
Say hi, Derek.
Oh, I hung up on somebody?
No, you put him up. Derek, you're on the air.
I'm here.
Oh, Derek, I picked up the phone.
Man, I didn't know when to say hello, man. I was waiting for the noise.
I might have hung up on you, though.
You did. You hung up on Ron. Bye.
Wow. Easily.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, my bad. Man. I didn't know I could do that. Because I was just trying to get my computer to come back on.
Yeah, it happens. All right, go ahead, Derek.
Man, you can send Hugh to the bathroom while I'm on the phone, man. I don't want him hanging
Derek, I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to touch it. But, boy, the rest of the folks, y'all should have never let me know.
Yeah, Hugh's got a new
I'm
toy.
I don't love this.
I'm going to get my point across quick, man. Listen, I got an Eagles point and a Phillies point, right? Which one you want first, Joe?
Whatever you want to go.
Let's go Eagles
first.
Yeah, go Eagles.
All right, so this is what I noticed. Like, your angles be real shaky, Joe. Like, you come on here, you're talking about Joe Flacco, right? Beating up and the offensive coordinator. Michael Penix, right, looked like a superstar on Monday night, and Josh Allen didn't. You ain't said nothing, right?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't say nothing. You ain't compare nobody to nothing. Well, soon Joe Flacco go out here and have a great game. Now you're like, oh, more excuses.
No, no, but hold on. But,
I'll never make an excuse about offensive coordinator.
Hold on. But like, you, I didn't say you do, but people do. So I don't understand how the Josh Allen thing.
I've never made that excuse.
Right,
I never will.
Right, I know. But what does Josh Allen have to do with anything? He didn't play well on Monday night.
I'm just saying, like, you give some grace.
No, he never came up this week. No, but he never came up this week.
Because you didn't bring him up.
But how is he germane to the conversation of the Eagles? My point on the Flacco thing is
he comes up a lot, Joe.
Well, but he hasn't come up this week on our show. He hasn't. He does come up a lot, obviously,
yeah, because they lost 2 weeks in a row, right? They lost 2 weeks in a row, so it's like, why would you bring up Josh Allen when talking about the Eagles struggle?
I don't know why I bring up Josh Allen.
Let me help you out a little bit before he makes his point.
The reason Flacco came up, number one, is the first NFL game of the week last night, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, we keep hearing, Derek, and this is not you, but we keep hearing the Eagles' offense struggles early in these seasons because Jalen always has a new coordinator. And I said last night we got to stop that, and it's an indictment on Hurts. It's an indictment on AJ. It's an indictment on Sirianni. Last night, a new quarterback, whether it's Joe Flacco or whoever, Joe Flacco, there for 10 days with a new team, moved the ball all over the field. So this whole coordinator thing is an excuse we need to stop. Josh Allen doesn't have a new coordinator. It has nothing to do with him.
Listen, when those callers call in and say that, you should hang up on them, right? But this is my last point with the Eagles. When it comes to Jalen Hurts, right, he's always, to certain people, he's like not a good quarterback. Like the Eagles, in spite of you say it, like I hear Kyle say it, right? So at some point, right, if you don't believe in someone, when are you going to stop believing in them? Like you clearly say every week that the Eagles won Super Bowl not because of Jalen Hurts, right? They were 30th in pass rank last year. They're 30th in pass rank this year. So there's a lot of consistencies in your argument, right?
Right.
So
do you think he was the biggest reason they won the Super Bowl?
No, but I also think that the quarterback, if you touch the ball every play, it's showing this year that if the quarterback who touches the ball every play, he has to have some influence
of course
on the outcome of the game.
Of course, he does.
So with Saquon Barkley, right? Saquon Barkley had a year that a lot of players will never have, right?
Yep.
And we're letting him off the hook, and he hasn't done anything this year, right? Because why? So I guess you could say the O-line fell off, they're banged up, yada, yada, yada. But I just feel like with the Eagles, like, they have a lot more problems than just Hurts not playing well. Like,
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, real quick with the Phillies, right? Just real quick. With Bryce Harper, right? The boy, what's his name, Dombrowski?
Mm-hmm.
He like, people get asked questions all the time, right? Like, Nick Sirianni's press conferences, he never answers like a straight answer. He just long talks. Dane Dombrowski was given straight up answers, right? How do you feel about this? He's telling us exactly what you want to hear, right? But I feel like with Bryce Harper, it's like, you can't say nothing bad. The same way we got Jalen, whatever you want to call him, the Bryce Harper people,
is, to me, is just the same, if not worse. And Bryce Harper has not delivered nothing yet, right? He has not delivered. The Phillies, for me, they get me so hyped up for the last 4 years, right? And then in the playoffs, they crumble. So Dave DeRocky was just letting us know, like, I don't know what Bryce Harper get ready to be. But it's like people call in, and they're just like, oh, he shouldn't have said that. He's being honest, man.
Okay, so Derek, I appreciate where you come from on it, and I agree. It, like, the spirit of what he said, you're right. He's right. Bryce Harper was not elite this year. He's declined. All true, all completely true. Do you think Howie would say that about Jalen?
Well, Howie Roseman and the Eagles, though, they don't really tell us nothing. Like, we have all these beat writers and people that's in the locker room all the time. None of us never really know what's going on with the Eagles.
You're right. Well,
we're trying to figure out. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We're all trying to figure out, like, what's going on with Hurts and AJ and this and that. Because the Eagles, they keep all their stuff inside with the Eagles. But I like what Dombrowski said. I like what Rob Thompson said. And the players have to be held a lot more accountable than Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson. They're not in the batter's box, man.
Well, they're not. No, Derek, that they are not. The players win and lose the games. Derek, we appreciate the phone
call.
Good call,
Derek.
Yeah. He brought a lot to the table there. As far as the Allen thing goes, Josh Allen didn't play well last Monday night. The Bills have played like crap for two straight weeks. That's why they lost two straight games.
And part of that, though, D, is, too, that it's the last game that we saw. Getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, but I hear what you're saying. But that's how it is. That's how football fans are. That's why when I was watching the game last night, I was like, yeah. This is going to be a talking point because I knew people would want to talk about it. I even had some friends of mine text me this morning and before we even did the show, Joe, and make the comparison to, hey, well, yeah, you know, the Jalen haters are going to come out today because of what Flacco did, because we all see it. The new week is about to start, and you got this old-ass dude that came out there, and you see Ja'Marr Chase, and to be fair, Ja'Marr Chase – and A.J. Brown are contemporaries.
They are considered two of the better receivers in the league.
And you see what Ja'Marr is doing, and you're like, damn. And I'm pretty sure A.J. is looking at that like, damn.
Yeah.
Why can't I do that? You know, he might not be as fast as Ja'Marr, but physically, he could do all the stuff that Ja'Marr does.
Well, yeah. It just looked so easy last night
to
get Ja'Marr the ball.
Yeah, it was pitch and catch.
Perfect way to describe it. And it feels so hard for us to get the ball to our guys and have them run and make big plays. It does. The offense has been hard to get going. That's the reality of where this team has been the entire season. And few callers today have brought up the offensive line, including Derek. Everyone's totally right. The offensive line has taken a step back this year. They're not as good. They are not. And they've got to be better. Like, it all has to be better. But you look at the names on paper on the offense, and it's like, come on. Like, we got to score more than 17 points. That kind of stuff is just not going to work here. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on all of this? You're taking all these topics. Confident in an Eagles bounce back on Sunday? Hugh Douglas is. He gave us the no easy way out. I mean, you brought it this segment.
No shortcut.
None.
And I don't know how to hang up on folks.
That's a problem. Including hanging up on Ron for no damn reason.
I didn't mean to hang up on
maybe
Ron.
Ron's best call ever.
I did not mean to hang up.
All right, we'll get back to Ron. All right, your phone calls on this. Plus, Dombrowski and Bryce Harper, appropriate or out of line, where do you come down with what was said yesterday? Plus, we want to get to something Dave said about two other players and some recent reports on them. Are they coming back? Are they not? We'll get to that. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Guess the takes later on, you people. And, of course, the same game parlay for the Eagles and Vikings. All to come on the Midday Show. Sports.
I didn't do that on the air. I turned the mic off when I did it.
We could hear it across the
screen. We will revisit. You know you can yawn silently, right?
No, I couldn't. That was a good yawn.
Midday Show. Sports Radio. Good yawn. 94 WIP. I feel like this song gets played on the show once every couple weeks.
Baby, come back.
Mm-hmm.
You can blame it all on me. I was wrong.
Is this our song to Kyle Schwarber? It just might be this offseason. Right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's calls on the Eagles and the Dave Dombrowski comments on Bryce Harper. We can play them again for you coming up in a few minutes. If you missed them yesterday, we played them earlier. They were wild. And not that they were you know, in terms of facts, wrong. I mean, I agree exactly the way Dombrowski described Bryce Harper as a player these days, who's not elite at this point, and we'll see if he gets back to it. But it just was striking that the team president said that about a player the Phillies are married to, at least we think, for a very long time. All right, but before we do that, let's talk about Kyle Schwarber and Nick Castellanos, because yesterday Dave Dombrowski spoke about, but let's start with Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber, and the idea of how big of a priority is. Here is Dombrowski yesterday.
Oh, we'd love to bring Kyle Schwarber back. It's a priority for us. He knows it. But I also know he's a free agent. So that's what ends up happening when guys have free agency. You never know what happens. But, it's a real priority for us to try to bring him back. And he knows it, and his representative knows it. But we'll see what happens.
Mm. Did not sugarcoat it. Priority. He's the guy they want to bring back here.
Yeah, because he when you look at the, like, he's a hell of a player. No question about that. I think he's one of those, you know, good for the locker room kind of guys.
Yep.
And, you know, what he did in the postseason, it was pretty impressive.
Well, and I just, you know, I know they're kind of caught in between this era and the next one where they've talked about a lot of the young players.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how they can realistically be a World Series team next year without him. Like, they would have to do something else major. He is the priority this offseason. If they bring him back, they can, you know, look themselves in the eye and say, we got a shot. If they don't, their offense, I mean, I don't know how you replace 56 home runs. You know, we just said that the team president basically saying Bryce Harper's not elite anymore. Where's the power coming from if it's not Kyle Schwarber? So that's going to be the number one story of this offseason is Kyle Schwarber. The other one, and this one might have resolution pretty quickly here. I mean, if you want blunt honesty, how about the answer about Nick Castellanos yesterday? Here is Dombrowski yesterday about Castellanos.
I know Nick Castellanos is under contract, mm-hmm. but he was benched for insubordination, and he voiced his discontent with his role as the season progressed, even though he was productive in it. I don't know that we've ever gotten your take on Nick's discontent this year and how that might play into his future with the Phillies.
Right. Well, usually my take on those things are behind closed doors, really is what it comes down to. I said this in the past, this is by no means the first incident I've ever had with players like this. Usually you have almost one every year, and sometimes more than that. It usually doesn't come quite as public as that. But I usually, in my situation, settle it behind the scenes when I get involved, and I think that's the most appropriate fashion for me to handle that.
Did you settle it behind the scenes? Did you become involved?
Yes.
Yes.
He answered it, but he didn't want to answer.
He didn't want to tell.
Until Marcus asked flat out, did you take care of it?
Yeah, I did. Yes, that was behind the scenes. But here's the reality. Nick Castellanos has 1 year, $20 million left on his contract. He is, according to the Phillies now, a platoon player, right? They didn't play him as a starter down the stretch. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine they're going to think differently about him next year. This is what he is now. Hugh, I don't think he's going to be back, and it seems like no one does. So this, according to Matt Gelb of The Athletic, he wrote in his column off of the presser yesterday, this is from the article, quote, Nick Castellanos will not be one of them, speaking of the outfielders. The Phillies are expected to either trade or release the veteran outfielder, club sources said.
Mm.
I don't think any of us would be surprised if they trade him, right? I actually expect that. What's your reaction if they just outright release him?
Ooh, that would probably be a blow to his ego, no question about that.
Of course
that.
It would.
You know, because he's a very, very prideful individual. You know, so much so that I guess they had some clapbacks on social media when they're talking about folks. So, yeah, that would be a little bit of a blow to the ego.
It would really tell me that they don't think he's useful anymore, right? Because, mm-hmm. like, he's under contract. You could make, like, and it would tell me that they don't think they could salvage the relationship. Because, Hugh, if they can't get anything in a trade, you could make a case, why not just keep him as a part-time player? He's under contract, right? He's still semi-productive against left-handed pitching. It just feels, when I read that, like they want him out of here.
Well, you know what? When you put it like that, Joe, it almost feels like they're trying to get control of the clubhouse again.
Absolutely.
You know, because it felt like, you know, there was some underlying tension about certain moves that were being made.
Well, he said something so bad at Topper, he got benched.
Yeah, and you know, guys being locker room lawyers and things of that nature. So you're trying to figure out a way to gain control of the locker room. That's probably, not that I think about it, that's probably one of the main reasons why they were so adamant about coming straight out and saying Topper's going to be here. is because they feel like he's a good manager. It's just some guys in the locker room are not falling in the lockstep with what he's trying to do. That's why when we were talking about, you know, just give you a little transparency, when we were talking about potential trade guys, I felt like it was Bryce because of, I don't want to say malcontent or defiant, but Bryce kind of does his own thing. You know what I mean? And between the two of them, it felt like Trey was more apt to trying to fall into lockstep with what they were trying to do. And, you know, that's kind of why I felt that Bryce might, even though he's the face, listen, folks, I know somebody's called, but Hugh, you sound like an idiot. He's the face of the franchise. Even though all of that is true, you're trying to figure out a way to regain control of the locker room. And that's why I felt the way that I felt. That's why I felt that it might potentially be Bryce.
Yeah, and I also, with the Bryce thing, I do wonder if maybe, like, they've given him a lot of power and it hasn't led to a World Series. And
yes.
They're like, you know,
they're trying to take it back.
Pulling this back. 215-592-9494. Schwarber's the priority, obviously. And I think his whole free agency is going to hinge the rest of the offseason. I mean, if they could bring him back quickly, it really sets them up to kind of plan their team. If they can't, they're either going to have to pivot quickly or build a different kind of team, because that power is just not walking back in the door, no matter really who they bring in. I guess Alonso would be the only one that could put up comparable power numbers on the free agent market. And then Castellanos, they might just release him. That would be it's pretty wild if we get to the point where they just say, you know what, let's just eat the $20 million and move on. 215-592-9494. All right, you hung up on Ron and Monco. Let's bring him back on. He had some points to make here. Ron, what's up?
I don't know. Is this some kind of new torture technique, you know?
Yes. That's exactly what we're going for.
I think it was my fault. I was trying to, you know, make my screen come back on, and I think I inadvertently hung up on you.
Well,
I
heard a lot of clicks, and then Ron was gone, and I was like, well,
yeah,
that was on Douglas.
I think the doorman had something to do with that. I really do.
Might have been.
Anyway,
what do you got?
He's talking about.
Listen, you guys just brought up another can of worms. If you're gonna get rid of Castellanos, you don't telegraph that you also might release him. I mean, who's running this ship? I mean, this is what they did with Boehm. They destroyed his worth by in-house bickering and letting it get out to the press and publicly putting it out there. I mean, this team. Listen, this thing is cooked. It's burnt. It's done. Dombrowski, it's every man for himself at this point. He's going to throw anybody under the bus that he can. And besides that, he's not the one that brought in the Golden Boy.
He's not.
He didn't bring him in.
He did not.
He's not his guy. Okay? So, listen, if the owner lets this clown continue to do what he's doing, you're at the point where you can't fix this. So I sit and listen to you guys. This is why I don't listen too much anymore. And it's not just you guys.
Thanks,
it's everything.
Ron.
Well, no. You guys are my favorite show. You know, and you have been since you came on the air.
Now we're back to good graces.
There you go.
Thanks.
Okay, right. That'll buy me another half a minute.
Yep.
All right. So anyways, guys, Joe, I've been telling you this from day one. It failed. It is no coincidence now that the Washington Nats were projected for 5 years straight to go to the World Series with Harper on the squad.
Here we go.
They never made
never
it.
Never heard this point before.
Right. And in 2019, when we landed them, where did they go?
They won the whole damn thing.
Yep. He was
the problem. And they came in out of the wild card, and nobody could have beat that team. That team was so red hot with three pitchers and their lineup. They just cooked everybody.
So what do you want to do? You want to dump Harper?
Mm-hmm. No, listen, I told you before, and they're not going to do it, but the right thing to do here is get Dombrowski out of here and get somebody else in here. You cannot let him take it any further. He's done enough damage. But the problem is the owner somehow doesn't see all this. He's a potted plant.
Sitting in the corner. Ron, I'll say this about Middleton. I think this a lot about a lot of owners of baseball.
Money
now.
Doesn't mean you're smart, Joe.
Well, I agree with that, right? And good phone call. I'm glad we circled back to you. This is your favorite show. We needed that after that unfortunate shot. But I do think Middleton has been sucked in like a lot of these owners. These GMs have convinced these owners that the postseason is a complete crapshoot and it's just shrug your shoulders every year you lose. Now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's a crapshoot. Meanwhile, the Dodgers are about to win their fifth pennant in 9 years. Not a crapshoot for them, but everybody else. We tried. I mean, guys, we tried. Now, I do think yesterday, I don't know if he went in purposely doing this, Dombrowski did a wonderful job in a very diplomatic way of distracting us from the fact that $60 million in this payroll sucks. Castellanos might get released. Taiwan Walker is a mop-up guy. And Aaron Nola had a 6 ERA. Those are all his contracts. They're all his. They're his decisions. $60 million of the team just thinks they can't, unusable. And it's like, well, you know, Bryce Harper's not a lead anymore. You know, Matt Strom didn't take pitcher fielding practice. Oh, all right. I mean, you're right. Nothing you're saying there is. Dombrowski really found a way to make sure we knew what he felt about all these guys. And someone's got to say, Dombrowski also has done a great job around here. Could do better. Dodgers have more good players. He could do better. I know Kyle wants to defend the Dodgers lost. He's blue in the face. But,
that's true.
Yeah.
Notice he didn't. Didn't criticize any of Topper's managerial decisions. He put it on Turner,
mm-hmm.
Kirkring. None of
the guys in his dugout. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Because that's the way they see it.
I don't know about that.
I think they've convinced themselves the postseason is a crapshoot, and there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, I think he also had mentioned that they don't always agree with.
He did say that. He doesn't always agree. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And so, he said that about, he's had Jim Leland, like he said, great managers. And that's, I get that. All right. 215-592-9494. Tim and Yardley's up talking some Eagles here. What's up, Tim?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm a first time caller. My Eagles point is rather simple. I think as sports improves or you become more accomplished in sports, the mental side of the game becomes more important because the athletic differences are smaller. And what we're seeing now in this game in Minnesota is the most karma-filled game in the history of football.
Mm.
You have Jalen Hurts, who is obviously struggling, going up against Carson Wentz with a vendetta. And I think two things can happen. One, I think Carson Wentz is going to try to play out of his mind. And if he does and they win, I think the Eagles are in trouble this season. On the other hand, if the Eagles do prevail, I think they...
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's being behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to the Super Bowl because they will overcome a demon, so to speak. And so, their mental place will be unbelievably better as a result of a win in this game.
Yeah, I'll say this with so your point. It does feel like a pivot point to the season. I mean, if they could win
question about it. And it's all mental, right? All these guys are tremendous athletes. Everybody's a tremendous athlete in this game. And, you know, and there are differences, of course, and the line's banged up, and there's all the technical stuff. I understand that. However, this is an unbelievably mental game. I mean, think about it. I mean, it has an altogether different level of karma at this particular time with this particular quarterback on the opposing team. Even the Viking thing, the fact that we overcame the Vikings in the past, and it's a really fascinating, interesting.
It is.
Why is this not the primetime game? I don't know. But it should be.
Well, so Tim, good phone call, man. We appreciate listening and calling. It's not the
I think probably because it has more drama. It's more drama field now because Carson is playing.
Right, and when the schedule came out, they have no idea. He wasn't on the team right until like the last week of the preseason.
He was a chief.
Right, and he wasn't in camp. They got him right towards the couple of things. I do think it's a pivot point to the season. I mean, if they win the game on Sunday, I think we'd all believe they would come home and then return the favor to the Giants next week, right? Mm-hmm. They'll beat the Giants at home. Well, all of a sudden, like, they are 6-2 heading into the bye. It's pretty darn good. I mean, for all the concern we have, that's pretty good heading into a bye week. But if they lose this game, then it's a 3-game losing streak, and we're like, it's like the must-win of all must-wins next week just to get to 5-3 to beat the Giants. So I agree it is a pivot point how we're going to feel. I think that's true. It's a pivot point week.
Not exactly shaking. I don't know about you about the Carson Wentz vendetta or Carson Wentz vendetta.
I don't think he's got enough skill left in the body to make it. I just like, I'd be shocked if he torches us. I'd be surprised.
I'm not going to.
Surprised.
It would be bad if he did, though. That'd be bad.
Well, we got real questions about the defensive side, too.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, aren't we supposed to have Carter and Quinyon back out there?
Well, okay.
Yeah. I mean, how are we getting torched by Carson?
Well, Justin Jefferson versus who?
Well, Quinyon.
Quinyon, okay. If he's a little banged up, that might be a... Yeah.
You guys sound scared of Carson.
Nah.
I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
I'm not scared.
I'm a little bit scared of the Eagles secondary.
Yeah, it's not great right now. I agree. But I don't think Carson Wentz is going to be there. Now, is he motivated? I'm sure he's motivated. And the one time he got to play the Eagles in the last handful of years, he got his butt kicked. They sacked him like 9 times in Washington. So I'm sure he's motivated. My concern and my question is real on the other side of the football. Is our offense going to get going? We're facing a good defense,
Hugh, the biggest thing
and
that
a tremendous coordinator with Brian Flores.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that everybody's worried about the most is the fact that what is our offense going to look like? If you're looking at this game and you look at the last couple of games, you're wondering how are we going to get going.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's the biggest concern. It's not so much the defense. You're just trying to figure out how we're going to get going.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where it's like, what are we hanging our hat on? That's so far this season, they haven't been able to hang their hat on anything on the offensive side. All right, can we hear the Bryce Harper comment again from Dave Dombrowski? We played it earlier. If you missed it, here is what Dombrowski said yesterday about Bryce Harper.
Quality player. He's still a all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes the elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I was trying to think Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing, because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of
Bryce Harper, you think an elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player. I have no idea when you see somebody. I have seen guys at his age. Again, he's not old. That level off. Or I've seen guys rise again.
You know, I've heard it now many times, right? We had it live.
He leveled off. Yeah.
He did level off. The part that I think, there was one thing I think he could have like couched it and made this not a big conversation. I would have expected everything he said was factual, right? I thought he explained his season and his career very fairly. But you would have thought he would have said, I wouldn't doubt Bryce Harper, right? Like, I've been around great players. I wouldn't doubt that he's got more in him. He basically said, I don't know. I don't know what
when
he's
he said
be.
He leveled off, and he was like, we'll see.
We'll see.
Like, that's because Bryce put hands on the commish, and he ain't really too much like that. You can put hands on the commish. You can't put hands on the commish.
Come on, big guy.
Yeah. I mean, but it is one of those things. As a former player, when you hear it, it does make you wonder how you respond to it, or you wonder how Bryce is going to respond to it, because you know I'm pretty sure at some point he's going to be asked about it.
Of course, he is,
and how he responds is going to be telling, whether or not he agrees or whether or not you know he gets defensive, because I think that's what you're talking about. But the one thing that's clear to me. Is that they really don't care how he feel.
Not anymore. not like the old days.
Nah, yeah, this relationship has changed, and that's a fact.
I wonder when Bryce is typically out of sight, out of mind in the offseason. He might not be asked about this till spring training.
Let me see if this protein powder went on sale.
No, why are you doing that?
I'm just saying, I'm going to see the snickerdoodle. The snickerdoodle. This is kind of.
You think after.
I don't give a shit.
Too rich for my blood, but
yeah,
I'm
you think
see
after Dabrowski's comments, they're like, let's drop the price on that. Yeah. No one's buying our protein powder
Bryce
anymore.
Harper protein powder.
Not elite anymore, says Dave Dombrowski.
No, it ain't. The price ain't dropped yet.
Yeah, well, it should. All right, Big V and Mount Laurel's up. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Joe, Jimmy, oh!
Big V, Big V.
Hey, Hugh, how you doing?
Wait a minute. Nothing
he
smart
was not thing? As excited to talk to you.
What'd I do?
I didn't say anything. I said, how you doing?
No, because usually, you know, it's probably, okay, fine. That's fine.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I think you need a usual greeting. Back you!
No, I'm just saying, it's cool.
His feelings are clearly hurt, but it's okay.
My feelings aren't hurt. I'm not hurt.
All right. First, listen on that GM thing. And, Gilio, don't tear some Springfield me, okay? Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Damn.
Hey, listen. I wish a lot more people actually speak with a level of honesty mixed in with a little political correctness.
Well, I try to do that every day, and you get mad at me.
Every day.
Every day.
Hey, Hugh, you might want to step away from it. I don't want you to get hit by that lightning coming for Gilio.
It's coming.
Mm. what do you got? Go ahead.
I mean, he told the truth. I mean, he told his truth. He told the truth. And, you know, if the truth hurts you, then it should. But I don't see Harper, you know, going all AJ and tweeting about it. So I think he's okay with it and understanding. The whole thing is that, yeah, there are some things that have to be done. He laid the groundwork of what he has to do for next season. The goal, I guess, right now is to have a championship team. And the present guys... can't seem to do it at their present status. Yeah, we had some injuries. Yes, there was a lot to overcome. Yes, we had some victories. The bottom line is that when the light shined the brightest is when the bats started going the slowest.
I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, they didn't hit enough in the postseason. So you're good with him telling the truth about Bryce. You're good with it.
I'm good with him telling the truth. He told the truth about the whole team.
Okay.
He said he liked to have Schwarber, but he's a free agent. We'll see how it goes. He told the truth about the entire status.
Well, did you like when he basically said the Dodgers are really good? What do you want us to do?
He told the truth.
Oh, okay.
Dodgers, at
right.
that particular
it's a great call.
Moment,
this is a phenomenal phone.
This is amazing.
Okay.
You know, everyone around here. No, I'm sorry. I had Terrence here. Everyone around here.
He said I had to turn.
Everyone around here says, hold on. Everyone, the last 2 weeks, I keep hearing, keep the same energy for the Eagles and the Phillies. Now, you guys aren't. No one believes Howie would handle a press conference like that.
I mean, I never agreed with that in the first place.
Yeah, no, but
I
like,
take everything on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, well, so, but we all agree to this. Howie Roseman would never get up there after the Eagles lose a heartbreaking playoff game and say, "What do you, I mean, guys, Baker Mayfield's really good." Like, he would never do that. He'd be pissed. He'd wear it. That, I mean, part of my ire with Dombrowski yesterday is he just went up there too calm, cool, and collected. You just got knocked out in a devastating playoff series. Your window is closing, and you didn't win a World Series again. And I heard, no, I'm crushed by this.
Did he not say anything akin to that when they lost to the Chiefs?
Howie?
Yeah.
I remember him.
Because I feel like I wouldn't put it past him.
My feeling is, I think back to a couple years ago. I remember we aired it after they lost to the Bucks in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Howie walked up there like he was on a bender for two weeks, and he looked like crap. And I appreciated that. Because he felt the loss. You could tell it bothered him the way that season ended. He said he's going to do everything in his power to fix it. What I got out of Dombrowski was a shrug of the shoulders. The playoffs are hard. The Dodgers are really good.
And Bryce wasn't as good as he needed to be.
I mean, that's what I took away from yesterday. What I needed was, again, he could say what he wants about Bryce, and he's not wrong about Bryce. But what I needed more was, I need to do better. I'm not going to stop this offseason until we build a World Series team. This was a failure. I got none of that. None of that yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right, when we get back, we'll get to your phone calls here. And we got a couple pieces of Sixers news that could be really big deals in a good way. We'll talk about them next. Your phone calls. NBA season starts next week. We know the Fly Guys already started here playing the Jets last night. Ava was telling us about that. But two big pieces of Sixers news that could change the short term and the long term. We'll get to that. Your calls on the Eagles, the Phils, and of course, we'll guess the takes for week number 7 in the NFL. That's all coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.